Well, will the world run out to purchase this first-to-the-market Russian vaccine? In-depth analysis now from Peter Pitts, former FDA Associate Commissioner and current president of a group called the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. Peter, my initial reaction, fair or not, was an eye roll.
Well, I think an eye roll kind of sums it up. You know, this is not so much a vaccine as it is Russian roulette. You know, there's no transparency, there's no data, there's no science. It's a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside of enigma, to borrow a phrase from Churchill. You know, there's no FDA in Russia. You know, there's a history of approving products with little or no testing. There's no Russian vaccine listed in the WHO database of vaccines under development. The Russians have been accused of hacking into Western systems to steal vaccine science. It was tested on soldiers, which isn't ethical. So all sorts of bad things. It's more of a Molotov cocktail than it is a vaccine at this point for me.
All right. So is there a chance that the FDA might test what Russia has introduced, or the European or Asian equivalent of the FDA?
Well, you know, if the Russians want to run their vaccines by the FDA, they'd have to show them how the clinical trials were designed, how it was tested, what the data looks like. And I think the chances of the Russians, you know, showing their cards on what's probably a poor quality, non-efficacious vaccine is zero or less.
The testing on soldiers, explain that. I didn't realize that was not ethical. Is that everywhere?
No, basically what you do is you look for healthy human volunteers to be, test subjects. So people have to be told what their risks are. They have to sign disclosure documents. I believe using soldiers as guinea pigs is the wrong way to go. China does it as well, which is a major issue there, too.
We're speaking with Peter Pitts. He's the president of the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest, also a former FDA Associate Commissioner. We're talking about Russia's announcement of a coronavirus vaccine. So assuming then that Russia is going to roll this out, perhaps on its own people, will we get accurate data that we can trust that indicates, aha, it's a disaster, or that doesn't work well enough for us, or wow, this thing really seems to be working?
I think all we're going to get out of Russia is happy talk. You know, when things go bad, they're not going to tell us things are going bad, and things go well, and I certainly hope they do. We'll hear about that. You know, unless and until they invite people from the West into Russia to understand how it's being manufactured, to look at the science, I'm not going to believe anything that goes forward, and that's unfortunate because we really need global cooperation to end this pandemic.
Yeah. Has Russia offered any kind of cooperation on that front?
Not so far as I know, and I don't expect any either.
Yeah. You said, too, in one of your bullet points here, Russia has serious issues with drug and vaccine quality and counterfeiting. I mean, are they just, this is a consistent thing in terms of medicine for them?
It's consistent over a long period of time. There's just a lack of oversight. There's a lot of corruption. You know, they don't abide by kind of traditional standards for either development or manufacturing. So all signs point to a bad news day for people to get this vaccine.
Yeah, very good. What else should we keep in mind here, Peter? Is maybe this is not the last country that introduces something like that we don't trust or always raise an eyebrow at.
Well, you know, the good news is there are a lot of very solid programs by very reputable companies around the world doing excellent work at warp speed, and I would predict a solid vaccine, or probably more than one, by early 2021. And of course, you know, we're because of our therapeutics, we're able to keep people who are at risk, who get the virus, alive. So we've come a long way very quickly with a solid vaccine next up on the agenda.
Yeah, I presume you've never seen anything like this in terms of a race to get a vaccine.
It's incredible. I mean, generally speaking, a vaccine can take up to 5 years to develop and approve. This is going to be done, you know, in under a year. So it's quite spectacular. And we're going to do it at high quality with robust oversight. So all things point to a positive outcome. Now we've got to convince people to actually get the vaccine, to have trust in the government and especially in the FDA.
Given the speed that we will have achieved a vaccine, I'll assume, will you be among those who gets the vaccine?
I will be first in line. Not only do I have a pre-existing condition, unfortunately, but I'm also over 60. So, you know, if that's prioritized, I hope that it is, I will be the first person in line.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Pitts, former FDA Associate Commissioner, currently president of a group called the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.